My next guest on the programme is Emily Carson, who's Head of Communications and Partnerships, Business to Arts at the ESB. And we're talking about the Brighter Future Arts Fund. It's in partnership with Business to Arts, and they have a €250,000 fund open to artists working with organisations on creative ideas. Emily, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
What's this all about? Can you tell me how people can apply for this and enter it?
Sure, of course. So it's an open call. It's All Ireland Arts Fund, which we're encouraging artists to apply to, with ideas that connect both artistry with environmental sustainability and work with organisations in their communities to help find, you know, what might a brighter future look like, and what are the kind of steps that we're going to need to take as we tackle climate change to get to that brighter future. So we've asked artists across the island to connect with a local, you know, community organisation. It could be a venue, it could be a festival, it could be a library, to come up with a project that they believe is suitable for the fund. And all the information that you'll need is available on our website, businesstoarts.ie. There's lots of different information about the criteria and lots of different themes that you can look at for ways to approach it.
Right, okay. And these are creative ideas that engage the public, I see, in a positive way around energy transition. Why did you go about this? Obviously, we're in a climate change situation, and everybody is worried about it at the moment. So I'm sure that's part of it anyway.
Absolutely. Well, I guess the reason that we're working with ESB obviously being a large energy company, what's important to them is to look at, you know, how can we discuss the concept of the energy transition, which is basically to do with how are we all as individuals and communities going to play a role in the move towards, you know, electric cars, towards retrofitting our homes, towards changing the way in which we consume energy as climate change, you know, as we look to try and tackle climate change in the future. So that's the reason that, you know, we wanted to go with something around kind of climate change, sustainability and the energy transition. And also because art gives us a new way of looking at things, and sometimes climate change and the way that we look at these kind of things like the energy transition, it can be a bit complicated and complex.
Yeah.
And what art helps us to do is find new entryways to look at that and help us understand problems facing society and how we can find ways to tackle them.
Right, and this is open to artists, and it includes the visual arts, spoken word, music, theatre and much more. So anything to do with the arts at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think what's really nice about the fund is that we're not specifically looking for one type of art form to respond to this. If you have something to say about this type of area, if you have something to say about sustainability and climate change in the arts, this fund is for you to tackle that and tell us what your ideas are. So that doesn't necessarily need to mean that it's a big, you know, sculptural piece. It can be spoken word, it can be a theatre piece, it can be, you know, anything that you can conceive of as an art project. We're willing to take a look at it.
All right. The details once again, Emily, people who are interested in this, and I'm sure that there'll be plenty of people interested, they look it up on what? You have a website there.
Yeah, so our website is businesstoarts.ie, and then it's /arts fund/ESB.
Yeah.
And on that we have all the details of all the criteria. We also ran a couple of webinars back in July that give you details of the overview of the fund and how to apply, and then also more details on how to make sure that everything to do with your application around audience and budget and evaluation is you know, totally sealed up and ready to go for the application process. And we then take applications through an online platform that we run, and applications are open until 5 p.m. on Wednesday the 8th of September.
Absolutely super, Emily. Thanks for that and the best of luck with it. It's a good idea.
Thank you so much, Seamus.